It's time for the 4th Street Sports Show, an award-winning program dedicated to all things Southern Miss athletics. If they're playing it, we're covering it. Back on 4th Street Sports Show, joined by Jackson Kennedy. I'm Jim Mixon. Here, post-game podcast, Tulane 21, Southern Miss 3. Southern Miss falls for the third straight season, 1-2 on the season to start the year. A lot of talk going on social media right now. A lot of disappointment, yeah. A lot of frustration. A lot is going on, so we're going to try to categorize this loss in, you know, certain ways tonight. We're not going to, you know, go into what a lot of the fans are talking about. But I did post something on Twitter, and I said, drop your rants, questions, and things you want to talk about us to talk about on the podcast. We're going to kind of go reply by reply here and just kind of give our brief thoughts. If you want to see some other data of things we talked about, you can go to our YouTube at SouthernMissStudentMedia.com and look at our post-game videos on the field. We talked about Billy Wilds. We talked about why Southern Miss lost. And we talked about, you know, how they can fix this. So I want to jump into some fan questions because we got a good bit of stuff to get into here. So, and this is just comments from the fans, and we're just going to talk about all of them, and we're just going to go through them. So Joshua Snyder, who's actually a good friend of the show, said, we showed no fight today. Defense was decent. The offense sucked. Why are we throwing three-yard curl routes on third and 10 every single time? Jackson, I think this is what I was talking about on the field. No creativity in the offense tonight. It felt like, you know, on first and 10, I think through the first half, Southern Miss had five drives. They had five drives, and on all five of those drives to start the second half, it was a one-yard rush, and then one of them, I think, they swung it out to Karis Kasten. Felt like that was pretty a big deal to me tonight.
Yeah, it was not the type of play calling that you would want to see if you were a fan of entertaining football, you know what I mean? But I can understand where Coach Hall was coming from, because the thing is, everyone knows that Tulane's defensive line is incredible. You know what I mean? Like, that was the biggest thing on our preview pod of what we were worried about as something that may hinder Southern Miss's success. You know what I mean? And so I understand the whole thing of, you know, maybe trying to establish the run before things, like because if you don't establish the run, they're not going to load the box. And if they don't load the box, throwing the ball is going to be very hard. And throwing the ball with a box that is not stacked, with a quarterback making his third ever start since May of 2021 and his third ever collegiate start, you can't expect success. So I understand, I guess, where that was coming from, maybe from like the first half. But throughout the rest of the game, I mean, hell, like throughout the second through fourth quarters, you should have just kind of taken it. You're like, all right, look, we're not going to get anything going. Running, let's make the pass game deadly. Because it was. Every time that they threw it over, you know what I mean? Yeah. Not just little like wheel routes, or not just little swing routes or little screens, like actually throwing it over, it was great. You know, yeah. There was not one pass. The only pass that I was a little worried would be an interception was the absolute dime. And it's just because, you know, whenever I've just been so conditioned as someone who has been a consumer of Southern Miss athletics for the past couple of years, every time that the ball goes way up in the air, I'm like, well, that's a pick. You know what I mean? Because of the last couple of years, right, of just quarterback woes. But, you know, Billy Wiles is a bona fide quarterback, and I feel like, you know, maybe with time we'll see more of that, I guess. But it seemed like there wasn't very much faith in the quarterback. Or maybe they were trying a little too hard to establish the run game. But, yeah, good question, Josh.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, just like Jackson said, I mean, you want to establish the run. You want to get the run game going. But, you know, when it's not benefiting you in any way. And I even asked Will Hall this. I said, at what point do you try something new? And he said, he thought that they were getting, he actually said, I don't remember exactly what his quote was. I'm not going to quote him. He said something on the lines of, you know, we felt like we ran the ball well at certain times tonight. And I'm like, no, there wasn't a moment where I was like, oh, you know, Tulane's intimidated by that running game. Like, that was never happening tonight. So I think, and what he said at the end there about, like, why are you throwing three-yard curl routes on third and 10 every time, I really thought that they did not – I don't know if it was a trust issue, but it was almost like they didn't trust Billy Wiles to make throws tonight that would, you know, lessen their chances of winning the game if it went wrong. But you gotta trust your QB. You gotta put full trust and commitment into Southern Miss's into your quarterback. So let's go to the next one. So this is from Fan USM Baseball. Said, when Will Hall says their defensive line is the best in the nation for the third straight week, he asked us, will you fact check him with real statistics? Every opponent knows you can't. Every opponent can have the most amazing D-line in the country. So this is basically saying, you know, Hall said that Alcorn had a great D-line and Florida State had a good D-line and Tulane had a good D-line. Jackson, is it time to raise concerns about the running game?
I don't think we should raise concerns about the running game because we've seen what the running game is capable of. You know what I mean? But
well, we haven't seen it this season.
Well, we've seen the talent that's there. You know, when Frank Gore Jr. is in full swing, he's pretty great. And whenever Dreke Clark explodes for a run, he's pretty great. Whenever Chandler Pittman or Kenyon Clay moves the sticks, it's pretty great. Demi, you know what's not pretty great right now? The offensive line. That is something that needs work. And, you know, I don't really know what to say about that. You know, like it's not necessarily that Southern Miss can't, you know, it's not necessarily that Southern Miss can't perform an offensive line. They have a very talented and very big offensive line. It's just week one, you're getting seven men rushed on you at all times. You know,
right.
Not a single linebacker dropped in coverage 90% of all defensive snaps that Alcorn did. There were seven guys rushing against five every single time. So obviously, even if you're talented, that makes it hard.
Mm-hmm.
Week two, you have genuinely the best defensive line in the country, the best team in the country. Week three, you have the best team for defensive line. Like you have the best defensive line in the group of five. And that is, you know, and Tulane's D-line, I would argue, is better than, like, 50% of Power 5 schools minimum. So the thing is, we aren't getting a very good glimpse at what Southern Miss is capable of because we are seeing the toughest games first. You know what I mean? Like, obviously, Alcorn was a bye game. Like, you know you're going to win that one. You know you're going to win it big. But weeks two and three, those are the toughest two challenges on Southern Miss's schedule. I would argue even with, you know, South Alabama demolishing Oklahoma State 33-7 6 minutes ago, even with that, I would still say that Tulane is a better team than them. I mean, obviously, because, you know, Tulane won. But, like, Tulane and Florida State, those are the toughest two schedules on like, the toughest two teams on the schedule this year. And they were back to back. So I understand that frustration of, you know, coach speak saying like the same thing over and over. But to an extent, Coach Hall was right on that. The next time that, like, if he does it against Arkansas State, trust me, I will say, are you sure about that? Because Arkansas State doesn't seem to be the best at anything. but yes, I do understand that frustration of, you know, just kind of hearing coach speak. But he's right for the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, and I would push back a little bit today on it. I think last week, you know, you have an argument that Florida State is one of the best defensive lines in the country. I would not put them as the best defensive line in the country, but they are one of the best. You know, we're only through 3 weeks of the season, and you thought that this offensive line was going to be able to really take a stride from even how the game ended, from how the season ended last season. And, you know, that Alcorn State game was kind of weird because, like Jackson said, they started, you know, blitzing all their linebackers, and it's hard to guard three guys at once, I guess. But tonight, I mean, there were times where Tulane was rushing three guys against, you know, a five-man offensive line, and they were getting to the quarterback, and that's unacceptable in my opinion. And I think Southern Miss's offensive line, as far as size and body, lines up very well against Tulane. So it's not like these guys were just like bigger and better and faster like Florida State was last week. I mean, they should be able to compete with a Tulane. I think that's what these fans are saying, that it felt like the offensive line didn't compete tonight. You know, that was the bottom line. I mean, there was no competition from the offensive line when you only have 35 yards rushing or whatever it was, 36 yards rushing, and all the tackles for loss that Tulane had, which was 11. It really felt like there was no chance for this offensive line to compete with Tulane's defensive line, which coming into the game, we thought, yes, it was a concern, but we didn't think that it would be to the level of, okay, Southern Miss only has 35 yards rushing, you know, and they're trying to run the ball left, right, middle, but they can't get anywhere because the offensive line can't block. So I think that you do have to kind of push back on Will Hall a little bit and say, yes, this is a great defensive line, you know, but to say that they're one of the better team, best defensive lines in the country is a little far-fetched in my opinion. So that would be my answer to that question. Dwayne LaVille said, why hasn't Gore return to the game? We talked about that on the postgame video, and if you see it on Twitter, he was injured, something to do with his foot. We didn't really get a clear answer from Will Hall in the postgame press conference, but we did see him on the field when we were doing those postgame videos. We did see him in a boot, and he was walking on it, so I guess that's good news. I mean, obviously you don't want to see him in a boot, but at least he's not needing crutches or anything. Brendan Tolles did need crutches. He was walking off the field in crutches. So let's go to this. So to St. Gregory the Great says, you know, that this offense played on its heels. He said, losing to Tulane with their second team quarterback is pathetic. Yes, no.
I would say that it's embarrassing. I wouldn't say that it's pathetic. Like,
The thing is, like, if Michael Pratt plays in this game, what's the score?
If Michael Pratt plays in this
game, I mean, is it 42-3?
I don't really know.
Would you give him two more touchdowns?
No, because the rushing was what messed up Southern Miss more than the, like, obviously whenever you like had the tempo running and the quick passes with no huddle, that messed up Southern Miss, but like there weren't any super big giant pass plays, like chucking it down the field. You know what
right,
I mean?
Right, but that's because they had a second team quarterback in.
Yeah.
So I'm saying if they had a veteran quarterback, I mean, this might have been even more embarrassing than it was. So I think it, you know, and this is what I said on the field. Like, the 21 isn't the problem.
No, the 3 is
the problem.
The 3
is the problem.
The 3
so
is the
losing
problem.
To, like, just being able to hold Tulane to 21 with a second team quarterback, I mean, you want that. So I'm thinking with a first-team quarterback, what would this score have been?
Yeah, you know what? I wouldn't necessarily say it's pathetic losing, period. Losing in this fashion to a second-team quarterback, I can more understand it. I do understand that this is a little embarrassing, but your final remark saying that Hall is horrible, I'm going to push back pretty big on that. Like, you haven't... I just published an article about this, just trying to like say, like, hey, don't press the panic button. Don't give up on Will Hall, because I don't know how much of a student of history you are, St. Gregory, but Jeff Bauer was 3-7-1 in his third season. 3-7-1. And his losses were to Southeastern Louisiana, Memphis State, and Tulane. Those are three of his seven losses. And with support, patience, and recruiting, he became the greatest coach in Southern Miss athletics history. So, you know, I can understand frustration about the play calling, but the constant saying of Hall is horrible or calling for his job is overblown and reactionary beyond any reason.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's you know, it's just fan talk, you know, trying to, you know, call for a coaching job when that does come up. My pushback always when you call for a coaching job is the things that happened on the field, is it Will Hall's fault? Is it his fault that this program isn't excelling to what the fans want it to be? And the truth being told, Southern Miss's football hasn't excelled at all. So, you know, I don't think it's necessarily, is it, you know, is Will Hall the problem? Like, I would push back and say, can anyone win at Southern Miss? You know, because after Fedora left, you know, you go 0-12 with Ellis Johnson. You know, Munkin had one good year where they made it to the Conference USA tournament. But, I mean, ever since then, you know, there hasn't been significant success. It's kind of been that consistent 7-5, 8-4. And then in 2020, when COVID just revamped this entire roster and just depleted it, and then you bring Will Hall in, he's had to rebuild it back to just where Jay Hobson had it, where it was, you know, 7-5, 8-4, 6-6, you know, every once in a while you'd go 9-3. I don't know. But, you know, Larry Fedora inherited what Jeff Bauer left him.
Yeah.
Right? So Will Hall's inheriting what technically what the
I got no idea what you were shooting for.
He's inheriting the results of Ellis Johnson's horrendous you know, tenure. And then Munkin's one good year, but really not that much success for Munkin and Hobson. So I think calling for Will Hall's job is ridiculous. You can't call for it. Now, if he was going, you know, 2-12 each year, but man, this man brought Southern Miss to a bowl victory last year.
Like,
I mean,
like
without a quarterback.
7-6 without a quarterback. Whenever he did throw a quarterback in, it was a quarterback who got no time to really learn the system. And then one quarterback who was originally going to be his starting quarterback in week one, but literally broke his foot in the first game.
Right. It's
silly, man.
And what did anyone think was going to happen? Like, did you think that Southern Miss was going to go to Tallahassee and win? Like, is that what we're holding Will Hall's standards to? Go to Tallahassee and beat number three team in the country? I don't think that that's a fair standard. Now, I do think I think you should question the offensive play calling.
Yes.
And, like, I think that that's a worthy question. Like, hey, should this look different in the coming years?
Yeah.
Should that, like, I think that's fair. But to call for a guy's job when he loses to the number three team in the country and then loses to a team that should have beaten Ole Miss last week, I mean, what are you going to do, man? Come on. Yeah. So, I don't even want to talk about that anymore because I think it's just so preposterous that people think that. So, let's see. So, since it wasn't in his first 3 years, what year is Hall projecting us to be the best group of five team back? Or the best group of five team, best program in the group of five? Does he think it's just a cool thing to say?
Again.
I mean,
look,
you can't expect them to be at the level of Tulane in 3 years. I mean, this is, unfortunately for fans, because I understand your frustration. Like, I mean, that's just the way it is. But you got to be more realistic in thinking, okay, you know, maybe Southern Miss is not going to go win the Cotton Bowl in year three of Will Hall's era, right? But why don't you start looking in the positive light? And, you know, when you lose a game like this, yes, it's frustrating. But look at where Southern Miss has come from 2020. This game was 66-20, right?
Yeah.
This game wasn't even remotely competitive. So if Southern Miss, a few plays go their way tonight, this is a game.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, again, like, the score was so far away, but there were three, four plays that would have made this a Southern Miss victory easy. I mean, one thing that's not even really being talked about, and it's on me for not even mentioning it in the postgame press conference with Coach Hall and Jay Stanley, but Jay Stanley nearly had a pick.
Yeah.
You know, like, he dove for a pick, and I put pictures up on my Flickr account, and you can watch him on the ground still sliding after diving, and then stand up, and he's angry. He's angry because, you know, like, he could have made that play, and I understand that frustration, but, man, like, again, you've got to contextualize this. This is an embarrassing loss. I get that. If I was not a journalist, I would be in that student section swearing up and down because it's an embarrassing loss. But, like, you have to contextualize not only this loss, but contextualize the rebuild. You know, Will Hall and Southern Miss don't have Tulane money because it's not an old money school in New Orleans. It's a school in Hattiesburg, Mississippi. And that is what Southern Miss fans have prided themselves on. Like, hey, we are a blue collar, like, cigarettes in your shirt sleeve type school. You know what I mean? And that's what makes this school so special. So, like, again, contextualize things. This loss sucked as a fan. It sucked for these players, but give it a little time. Watch, like, with all this negativity, I think it would be so funny, and I think that it's fully within the realm of possibility that after the Southern Miss finishes 7-5, 8-4, you know, like, watching how poorly Mississippi State did, Dima texted me while I was at the Dixie Darling tailgate hanging out with my girlfriend saying, like, hey, Southern Miss has a chance against this Mississippi State team. Like, and I just kind of rejoiced. I'm like, oh, finally, State's bad, and this is the year that Southern Miss is playing them. Because, you know, this team deserves it. And trust me, going to the conference championship and beating Mississippi State, I think that will alleviate all the pain from weeks 2 and 3.
Yeah, if they play like tonight, though, they're not going to beat. They're not going to win. They're not going to make the conference championship. They're not going to get anywhere near beating Mississippi State. And I think that's what the fans are saying. Like, like, there's still – that's all still on the table. But from what you've seen in the first 3 weeks, I personally have not seen any progression from this team. I think, like, actually this team is, like, regressed. Like, the offensive line has looked bad in all three games.
Mm-hmm.
But, like – Billy looked really well. Couldn't. I think it's like such so hard because it's like Alcorn State. But he looked good in that game. There was a lot of positives in that game. And then the past 2 weeks, it's looked like it's a completely different team.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, like, we don't hear the name Ty Mims that much. We don't even really ever hear the name Brandon Hayes.
Which,
you know,
makes me mad.
So, like, all of these things that we thought were going to be important aspects of the offense – haven't come in. I mean, I do think there's some questions to be asked about the play calling and what they're trying to do on offense some of the time, because I question that in the press box, like, what was that? Like, what are they trying to do, right? And, like, a couple of times tonight, there were actually holes that the offensive line gave the running backs, and they just missed them. They went the wrong way. So just mental errors, execution was a huge thing that was echoed in that press conference. Execution, execution, execution. And my thing is, I feel like that's the thing that's been echoed all 3 years of Will Hall. We got to get better execution. We got to get better execution. But you still haven't seen it. Jeremy Burke said, I want 6 o'clock kickoffs in September and 3 o'clock kickoffs in October, November. 100% on board with that, and I know Jackson.
Yeah, I'm on the field taking pictures, man. Dima told me, he's like, hey, look, do you want to, like, all you got to do is just upload your photos, man, like, before we do the podcast. Like, do you just want to, like, lay down while I'm writing this story? Because, man, I almost took him up on that offer. It's in September. It is brutal being on that field. So, yes, yes, Jeremy. Yes.
Nancy McGee said the offensive line did not execute. Defense started out okay, but then looked like they gave up. Why did we run up the middle on third and long? No quarterback protection. Yeah, I mean, that's the same thing we've been echoing. The offensive line looked really bad tonight. I'm looking forward to Sunday or Monday when the PFF ratings come out, because I think Southern Miss's offensive line is going to be pretty low. I think that's the story of the game. I really do. I mean, I really wonder if Southern Miss had a better offensive line, how this game would have turned out. I think though that, and then the two plays that were just killers, which was the fourth down play where Frank Gore overthrew
Justin Reed,
which would have been a, I mean, he could have like somersaulted into the end zone. He was so wide open. And then, you know, the illegal shift or illegal motion or whatever it was when they were on first and goal from the five. It was only 14-0 at that point.
Yeah,
and here's a rant. Here comes a rant.
Demarant. Oh boy.
Okay. Student section.
Oh my god, dude. Student section.
When it's 7-0, Jackson, I think that's still a game. I've been watching football for 19 years of my life out of the 21 years I've been alive. I think normally when you're down 7-0, the game is still in the balance. I think the students at Southern Mississippi should be absolutely embarrassed. I'm not one to criticize fan crowd or fans, but the student section tonight was downright embarrassing.
Yeah.
It was embarrassing for me to be a part of this university and see that in a rivalry game when the score was 7-0. It is an absolute embarrassment, and every Southern Miss student who was even at the game should absolutely be ashamed of themselves.
Unless you as a student
had an emergency,
stayed all four quarters, I don't know what you were doing, man. Like, I understand, oh yeah, it's hot. Tough stuff, man. You are paying thousands upon thousands of dollars to be at this university, and you can't so much as, you know, like, attend a game? Like, it makes no sense to me, man. Like, just being a member of this university and being a senior at that and realizing, like, oh, this is the culture that I'm leaving. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's like, it makes me almost upset that I didn't do more, I guess, in my couple of years being here. But it's like, it makes me mad, man. It's like, this student section should be the most hostile place on the planet. And, like, I even joked with fellow students, like, hey, like, look, man, since I'm a journalist, I can't cheer. I need you to build – I want to take pictures of you yelling at somebody so bad that you get thrown out. And they're like, all right, cool. And then the student section just left. It's 7-0 at halftime. That is awesome. Because, again, I don't know if you guys are students of history, students. I don't know if the students that leave that early even do so much as listen to this. But if you are, please indulge me. Last year, at Tulane, against a far better Tulane team, 14-0 at halftime. Southern Miss comes back and wins 27-24. The only reason that score was that close is because Tulane scored a touchdown in garbage time. When, you know, Southern Miss put their, like, threes in because they're like, oh, you know what? There's, like, 20 seconds left. Just y'all have fun, you know? So, of course, the game is winnable. It's 7-0 at halftime against a team that was favored to beat you by 13 points. You got to show up and you got to make this. I don't know. I'm at a loss for words. It makes me upset.
Yeah, it just it baffles me. It really does. I mean, you know, I get the heat. I get everything, but. You can't just leave the game, man. It was 7-0. Southern Miss is just driving to take the lead. This game was a couple of plays. That's my rant anyways. But there was a couple plays in this game where if they would have gone Southern Miss's way, I mean, this is a whole new outlook on the game. You know, you had the missed touchdown. You had the missed field goal. So that's 10 points off the board. And then you had, you know, what you think should have been a touchdown at the other end. So, I mean, that's 17 points right there. So, I think that, you know, the offensive line was the biggest thing. I think the defense played well tonight. I don't agree with her that the defense just gave up. I think that Tulane just had three good drives, and you can't, I mean, what can you do? So, you can't, you know, Jay Stanley and all of them are always like, oh, we got to shut everybody out. You're not going to shut everybody out. It's college football. So, you know. So the Miss almost got shut out tonight, actually. So
yeah.
All right. So Michael Godden said, "Seems like I've watched the same USM team every year since Fratia left.
I think he means Fedora.
Yeah, I think that's an autocorrect or something. I was like, Fratia? I was like, I've never even heard of that.
Look, guys, we have been correcting some of these just because we know how bad autocorrect is. I can't tell you how many times autocorrect has just made me say horrendously dumb things in text to Demo.
I've sent my baseball coach I love you before. So, all right, so... he said bad QB play, poor offensive line, leaky defenses. I just don't see it ever changing. I agree with them all except for the bad QB play. I thought Billy Wiles played well tonight. I really did. I didn't think he did anything to lose the game, right? No. And that's all you didn't want. I mean, obviously you want, but you didn't nobody came into the season expecting Billy Wiles to be the next Brett Favre or the next Tom Brady. You know, you just wanted a game manager, and I thought he did that tonight.
Yeah, no, he did that. And so like there was a list of things that I think is important. Like, it's tier lists of quarterbacks, you know? Yeah. It's quarterbacks that you win because of, quarterbacks that you win with, quarterbacks that you lose with, and quarterbacks that you lose because of. Billy Wiles right now, as a super young quarterback making his third ever collegiate start, he's a quarterback that you win with. Sometimes he's a quarterback that you lose with, but he's a quarterback that you win with because he's not going to do things that are detrimental. I mean, you know, in the most embarrassing loss of the season, he didn't have a pick.
Yeah.
He was as accurate as you can be with three to seven guys sprinting full speed at you while your offensive line is collapsing. You know? Like, he did nothing to lose this game, but the thing that makes me kind of sad for him, you know, because, like, again, I'm a senior. I'm a year older than this guy, and seeing him put the weight of this entire school on his shoulders in the press conference, and before the cameras turned on, he was pretty shaken. You know, he's putting every single thing that goes wrong, he puts it on himself, and every single thing that goes right, he gives credit to other people. This is the exact guy that you want at the helm, and you got to support him more than we are supporting him, you know? Yeah. Like, more than we're seeing him be supported. And he's putting this loss on himself, but it really isn't. It really isn't on him, man.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what everybody wants him to do. I mean, he didn't really have any time tonight to throw the ball. Like, it wasn't like he was just, like, rolling around in the pocket and making bad reads. And, like, he didn't have any time to throw the ball. Like, he really didn't. He had to make quick decisions because there was a man in his face every time he threw it. So, like, I didn't think he was bad. Like, I thought he was fine. And what they were calling, just what they were calling wasn't good enough to beat Tulane. Like, that to me was the thing. Like, you know, you're not going to beat Tulane by running the ball up the middle and throwing swing passes. They're too athletic and too fast to compete against that. You've got to throw it over the top. And when they did that and when Billy did that, it worked. And that's what I keep going back to, because that's what I said in the pregame show. I said, this is the way they're going to have to beat them. If they want to beat them, they didn't do it, and they didn't beat them. Billy Wiles has every ability to do that. So it's not on him. But he's following what the coaches are telling him to do. He's following the play calls that the coaches are having to do. I think Southern Miss just got outcoached tonight. I don't think it was the talent. I didn't think there was a talent gap. Like, there's not a ginormous talent gap with Tulane and Southern Miss.
No.
It was that Southern Miss, you know, they just got outcoached. You know, they just did not coach well enough to win this game. That's my honest thing. The coaching tonight was not good enough to beat Tulane. And it has to be better if they want to compete on this level. Robert Gross says, can we compare how quick we are getting in plays, how long we need to review the laminated play sheet as compared to teams that roll on offense? Well, Tulane, you know, they went the few times they went fast, they went straight down the field and scored. Southern Miss is not really a team that goes fast that often. When they do, normally it's because they're trying to get into play quick before the other team is set up. But Will Hall normally is a guy who likes to take his time, right? So he's not a guy who is going to go fast. He's not a guy who's going to, you know, go tempo offense. That's just never been something that he does.
Yeah, I I honestly hoped that Southern Miss would do that. Because, you know, in the second fall scrimmage, they started off doing that, you know? Like, in the second fall scrimmage, they ran a tempo, and it looked great. I don't know why they haven't done that. Because whenever they did it, they messed up this defense, which has been stout, which has been really good all year. Mm-hmm. And which has been good for years past and will be good for years to come. And they aren't... The fact that they aren't running it, I was like, man, well, then why'd you run it at a fall camp? It's... I want Southern Miss to run the ball quick, like to run quick, because it just... It doesn't entirely make sense. And I understand where you're coming from. And I agree with you, Demon. Like, you know, whenever Tulane did that, they ran right down the field. I highly doubt if Southern Miss... did the same thing as Tulane, that Tulane would be able to keep up.
Yeah. Is Tulane that much better than USM, or are we just getting progressively worse?
This is going to be a Jackson Kennedy hot take. I don't know how many official ones we've had. I know we've had a lot of unofficial ones. I think today was a flash in the pan, crappy day. You know what I mean? I think this... No, given, if I have to eat crow, I'll eat crow. What I think, and quite frankly, what I am hoping for as someone who covers this team and likes to watch good football, I'm hoping this was last year's Georgia State. You know what I mean? Nothing goes right because, you know, Southern Miss, again... They were so close. They were on the precipice like 8,000 times. They were on the precipice of doing so, so well. And it makes me mad that I'm leaning away from the computer and I probably got quiet there for a second because it makes me mad. You know, like, it sucks seeing how poorly this game turned out because there were like three plays that would have made Southern Miss win it all. You know, again, fourth down and two, an overthrow. And then you get a 39-yard pass, an absolute dot. Billy Wiles' best throw of the season. Straight into the arms of Jakarius Kasten. That thing was a bucket.
It was a great throw.
You could not have placed that ball better if, like, he would have just walked over and handed it to him. You couldn't have placed it better. It was incredible. And then an illegal shift. And then probably, like, another flag because that's how the game went, you know? And then fourth, and then like coverage was something or something, 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 and just stuff lined up every single time Southern Miss got a modicum of momentum. You know, again, just like that Georgia State game, Jake Lang came in after Zach Wilkie did poorly. He had a promising half of a drive. He got hurt, walked onto the sideline and told Coach Hall, "I can't feel my fingers." And then you put in Trey Lowe. And then you have a little bit of hope, you start bouncing back, and then you get crapped on all over again. I think today was this year's Georgia State game last year. Again, if I have to eat crow, I will. I hope I don't, because I want to see good football. And I, Will Hall said something in the post-game press conference that I hope to the Lord above he means. And he said, you know, Scott Barry in baseball. They started off a little slow. They went to Coastal Carolina, got popped right in the mouth, lost pretty crappy, and they went on a 14-game win streak. Hopefully, you know, because last week it seemed like Southern Miss knew they were losing. That was the attitude on the sideline that I was feeling. Southern Miss knew they were losing, and they knew they were losing big. Because they didn't want to open up the playbook and they didn't want to risk getting Frank Gore Jr. hurt. Which, sure, you know what? It's a long season. Don't get your best player hurt week two. You know? Week three, you expected to win this one. Especially with the line against you at home, battle for the bell. You're going to be keeping that thing for another 3-4 years. Of course you expect to win that one. And then you don't. And not only do you not win, you have people leaving. and you have people booing you in your own stadium. I hope this is a wake-up call to the Southern Miss team of, hey, we got to fix a lot of stuff because there was no talent gap. There was no talent gap. So just, again, I think that's what it is. I don't think Tulane is that much better, you know? They played that much better. But kind of like last year, Tulane was far better talent-wise last year than mm-hmm. Southern Miss. 110%, especially on the offensive side of the ball whenever you compare the two. But Tulane played their worst game of the year, and Southern Miss played one of their better ones. So maybe that's what it looks like. Maybe Tulane played one of their better games. I mean, they weren't entirely impressive, but I know that Southern Miss played their worst game of the season so far. So I think that's what it's going to be.
So I think USM has gotten progressively worse since this rivalry was at its peak. And I think Tulane has gotten progressively better since this rivalry was at its peak. So, like, 2010 was the last time these two teams played before 2019. From 2010 to 2019, the progressively better category would go to Tulane. And the progressively worse would go to Southern Miss. So that created a shift in the football landscape from where you went from Southern Miss beating Tulane every single year to Tulane now all of a sudden being favored to beat Southern Miss, where they destroyed them in that Armed Forces Bowl. The Armed Forces Bowl with Will Hall as the offensive coordinator. And then they destroyed them the next season in The Rock with Will Hall as the offensive coordinator. And then, you know, they played last year, and in every metric, Southern Miss should have lost that game, but they had an incredible game on special teams and won. And then here, they didn't compete at all. So I think Southern Miss is progressively got worse than Tulane. Tulane was progressively getting better than Southern Miss. But I don't think Tulane is like light years ahead of them. But there is somewhat of a shift from what it used to be. Because, you know, Southern Miss fans are normally used to be saying, Tulane, oh, we should be able to beat them. Like, what? That was like an assured win back in 2010 and 2011, 2009, all that stuff. So, and now it's not. And now it's almost and now it is an upset when Southern Miss, if Southern Miss were to win tonight. So, I think that I would say yes to this question. I would say yes that Southern Miss got progressively worse since this rivalry was at its peak. Does that mean that Southern Miss is football programs in the tube? No, absolutely not. Does that mean that Southern Miss didn't have a chance to win tonight? No, they definitely had every chance to win tonight, but they didn't, and that's the bottom line. They didn't win. They didn't play well enough to win. Could they have played well enough to win? Absolutely. But Tulane executed better. They played better. They just did everything better tonight, and when a team does everything better, they're going to win. So that's the bottom line. We're going to cut it there. We're gonna get out of here not too long on the show tonight. Just wanted to go through y'all's thoughts. Like I said, there's a lot more to watch and listen to on YouTube. You can go over there, see our faces, see our beautiful faces. So on the field, we talked about what Southern Miss can do to fix this, grading Billy Wiles, and why Southern Miss lost to Tulane. You can also find Will Hall, Billy Wiles, and Jay Stanley's post-game press conference there on that YouTube channel as well. Go to the site, smtmedia.com, to read all of our coverage. You can read the post-game story. You can also read Jackson's editorial story on don't hit that panic button just yet. So that's it for tonight. Southern Miss 21-3 loss to Tulane. They go to Arkansas State next week. We'll be back in the studio Monday to talk about that game, and we'll preview that throughout the week, Arkansas State to open Sun Belt slate. So for Jackson Kennedy, I'm Dew Mixon, and that was the 4th Street Sports Show.
Thank you for listening to the 4th Street Sports Show. We'll see you on the field or in your headphones real soon. And as always, Southern Miss to the top.